Hey guys, and welcome to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today, I want to talk to you guys about dyslexia, ADHD, and being on time, or how time affects some of us. So join me. Hey guys, welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. And today I'm actually outside on this beautiful day. It's not quite spring, but it got up to in the 70s here today, bright and sunny, and it was definitely so needed. So I'm still using just my phone, and you might hear some animals and all kinds of things going on in the background. So, you know, you're just a friend and listening in too. So yesterday, this week actually, I realized, like, no matter how hard I try to be on time and to understand time, I don't understand it, like, at all. It is something that is, like, I understand 24 hours and time to drive around and all of that, but for whatever reason, I don't quite understand how it relates to me in my life. I don't even know if that makes sense, right? So, like, I know, okay, something is at 3 o'clock. I have to leave my house at 2 o'clock, but somehow my brain, it never fails. I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave at 2 o'clock, but then before I know it, it is like 2:30 and I'm running late. It never fails. Like, I set alarms. I have people in my life. They actually tell me the wrong time on purpose, so I am on time to things. Or I will have, like, my best friend, she'll call me. She goes, okay, I know you're really bad at time. This is happening at this time, and this is what's going on this time, and you have to get there. And I think a lot of that goes down to my relation with directions, because I get lost very, very easily. Even with GPS, I still get lost. I remember this one time before GPS, I was driving from Memphis to Indiana to be with my grandparents. And my grandpa, you know, sent me the directions. I had it down, like, written down. Like, I read them over and over, and I, like, try to memorize them, like, the best I could. Like, I thought, yes, I got this. I ended up in, like, 2 states over. I'm not even for sure, like, how I got there. Like, it was so stressful. There's this other time that I think I was, like, 17, 18, and I left from Oklahoma City, and I drove to Houston. Like, I followed somebody, so I got there, okay. But going home, I was lost. I actually had to stop in Dallas for, like, the week, because I had to get money to, like, I had to work to get money to finish getting the gas. And luckily I met somebody, this girl, who let me stay in her apartment with her until I was able to figure out how to get back home. Like, this is for real. Like, I have, like, no sense of directions at all. Like, if somebody says, oh, you're going east, I'm like, okay, that means nothing to me. Like, yes, I can visualize the cardinal directions, right? It's, you know, the N up top, the for north, south on the bottom, west and east. Like, I get that. But, like, as far as directions, like, oh my goodness, I have to have, like, landmarks. And no lying, guys, I get lost, like, getting home sometimes. Like, that sounds horrible, right? And so I just think, okay, Albert Einstein also had this issue. Like, he would get lost very easily. And so I would, like, if our neighbors, like, they live, like, a ways down, and, like, probably, I don't know, maybe a fourth of a mile down or half a mile down, and, oh, there goes my dog, and they have chickens, and if they move those chickens, I'm going to lose. Like, I am going to not remember where I need to turn at to get to my house, because that's my point. I'm like, okay, there's the chickens, they're like chicken statues, there's my chickens. If I miss those chickens, I'm going to miss my turn. And now some dyslexics have that issue and some don't. Like, my daughter, she is actually my navigator. My son, nope, he doesn't have any sense of directions either. So when you tie this into being on time somewhere, oh my gosh, it's like a recipe for disaster. So trying to understand, okay, timing of everything, and then adding directions and trying not to get lost or getting lost, or, like, this weird sense of, like, okay, I'm going to be early, half an hour early, so that means I can stop off and grab a drink, or I'm going to get gas on my way there, or, you know, something of that. Nope, can't do that, because I guarantee you it's going to throw me off and it's going to be late. And this is really frustrating for me. I know around people around me, like, y'all, this is so bad. The other day we went to lunch and we were in two different vehicles because my husband had just came back from work and we were meeting with him, and my daughter and I were following him. Well, he somehow got behind me, and we're like downtown, and like I didn't know which way to go. I'm like looking at him. He didn't put his blinker on, and I'm like, do I go right? Do I go left? So we ended up going left. He went right, and I was like, okay, what do we do? And we just kept driving, my daughter and I. And I'm like, okay, like find the directions. And we thought we had the place. We're like, okay, like we found the directions. We ended up like way far away. We were 2 blocks away from where we're supposed to be. Somehow we ended up 15 minutes away. And I walk in and my husband has his arms crossed and he's just shaking his head and he goes, she's finally here. And I laugh because like this is like normal. This is normal for me. Like I get lost. Like I don't know what to tell you guys. So yeah, if you have a loved one in your life and this is something that you get frustrated with them, just know like we really do try. We really do. Like I really do pay attention and I try to remember everything, but it just doesn't happen. Or if you're that person who this is you, just know that you're not alone in this. And sometimes we just have to go with it. Like I've gotten to the point in my life, I'm like, oh well, like it is what it is. Like I'm like, you know, maybe we shouldn't worry so much. Like I'm gonna get there when I get there, and I'm gonna try to be on time as best as I can. But if I'm not, like okay, you know, it is what it is. So I hope this gives you guys a little like inspiration and not to be so hard on yourself or your loved ones and to know that it's kind of normal. And again, I just kind of just go back to Albert Einstein. I'm like, well, you know, he was pretty much a genius. So I guess if he gets lost, you know, it's okay if I do too. So I hope you guys have a great day. And I look forward to talking to you guys next time. I'm not for sure what I'm gonna talk about. There's so many things. And I will try to kind of come up with a somewhat of a normalcy. I'm kind of all over the place right now, living in an RV. And that's one thing I'm gonna talk about is RV living is not for the weak. Not for people who do not like to be not comfortable. Does that make sense? So maybe that's what we'll talk about next tomorrow. Tomorrow we're gonna talk about how living in an RV is not for the weak. All right, guys, bye.